And if the story had stopped at Palm Sunday, and we had not moved forward to Easter, how deprived we would be of the blessings that have descended upon us.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment. But first, we want to say thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
And once again, good morning. Let me tell you about a time many, many years ago when I was a senior in the Eminence High School. And a few of my fellow seniors and I were given the day to go to Turkey Run State Park and create a short film as part of a project for our sociology class. The film, alas, was never created. Should have been, wasn't. Now, the film as it was to be was kind of like this. It involved cavemen. Caveman A finds a mushroom with which he is delighted. Caveman B wants the mushroom, and because he has a stick, superior armaments, is able to take it away from Caveman A. Caveman A gets a rock and lashes it to the end of the stick, and now he has superior armament and gets the mushroom back. Caveman B sharpens a rock, makes his stick into a spear, and gets the mushroom back. Caveman A braids a string for his stick, bends it into a bow, gets another stick, makes an arrow, and gets the mushroom back. Caveman B goes off and finds Caveman C and comes back with superior numbers and gets the mushroom back. And so it went for a little while until there was a melee with all of us but the cameraman playing cavemen. One survives and begins to hunt for the mushroom, which has been dropped in the melee. And in the final scene, the camera focuses in tight on the mushroom, and here was the extent of our special effects thought. Turn the lens until the mushroom goes fuzzy, let off the trigger of our borrowed 8mm home camera, remove the mushroom, replace it with a picture from our sociology textbook of a mushroom cloud from an atomic explosion, let the trigger go back on, focus, close. Cinematic masterpiece, social conscience artistically expressed. We're all ready to make the film. I happened to be in possession of an entire cow skin, so I had manufactured some kilty caveman kind of garments for us. It's a shame the film wasn't made because the cow had been a Holstein. It would have been cool. We had sticks, easy to find, some paper mache rock shaped appropriately, a string, everything ready. We took some cork and matches so we could burn the cork and do caveman beard and kind of dirty skin appearance. We had everything we needed except a mushroom, and we knew we would be able to find one. It was just about this time of year, prime mushroom hunting time in Indiana, and where we were going was a county known for the abundance of mushrooms, and sure enough, in about 5 minutes, we found a mushroom. And just a few feet away from it, another even bigger. And after that, two or three more in a little grouping, and all the way to the top of the hill and down the hollow and up the next hill, and soon we had all taken off our shirts to make impromptu bags for all the mushrooms we were finding. And we kept going until it was, we have to leave for a track meet or miss the track meet. And so we left with all our mushrooms and props in tow and turned in a screenplay for our project. Now you see, what happened was that the main project failed to be accomplished because we got caught up in the enthusiasm of the moment, the shiny object, the short-term temporary reward of all those abundantly available and tasty morel mushrooms. Now today is Palm Sunday, which is great, and I'm not here to complain about Palm Sunday, but I do want to make this one truth abundantly clear. The main thing to realize about Palm Sunday is that it's not Easter. And if the story had stopped at Palm Sunday, and we had not moved forward to Easter, how deprived we would be of the blessings that have descended upon us. Now, I know that there was glory on Palm Sunday. There was glory. There were people shouting Hosanna. There were people cheering. There were people throwing garments on the ground for Jesus to ride over. There were people from far away seeking interviews with him. There were people talking about all the things that he had done. Even his enemies were confounded. We can't accomplish anything against this man. The whole world is turning to him. There was glory. But it was not the glory of Easter, which would come through the crucifixion and the resurrection, the fulfillment of the plan, the reason, the project for which Jesus had come. The disciples plainly did not understand this. It tells us in the text that they did not, that they did not understand it until later. And they should have. They should have understood it. Jesus had told them plainly that he was about to be crucified several times. He had told them plainly at least twice that he was going to be resurrected from the dead. He had tried to lay out the plan. The whole of the Old Testament, with which these men were familiar, prophesied about the plan, talked about the death of the Messiah, talked about how we are going to be healed by his stripes and forgiven because of his crushing and all of these things. They had every reason to understand, but they did not, it says, until later. Now, first, let me just ask you, how many of you are like me in like, oh, if I only had a nickel for every time that I finally understood later what I should have got at the time, huh? Yeah. I figured I wasn't the only one. The apostles did not understand, not until Jesus was raised from the dead, did everything that he had said and all the prophecies of Scripture suddenly make sense to them. And the light came on. But at this moment, the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ, they were caught up in the shiny object, in the cheers, in the adulation of the throng, which turned out to be short-lived, but quite capable of catching the attention of those who should have known better. There was glory on Palm Sunday. It just wasn't the glory of Easter. A glory not contained in cheering crowds or a ride on a borrowed donkey, but in fulfilling the plan, the project for which God had sent Jesus in the first place, the crucifixion and the resurrection. Now, as soon as you say the word crucifixion, you catch the idea, well, that sounds like trouble. And it sounded like trouble to Jesus, too. You caught there, he said to them, my heart is troubled. And I understand that. Wouldn't you be troubled if you thought in the next several hours someone was going to smash thorns down into your head and beat you bloody with a whip and then stretch you out across a rough beam and drive nails through your wrist and your ankles? Wouldn't you be troubled? I'd be troubled. You know, there are things we dread. There may be people here who are young enough to still dread having to take final exams. Anybody out there get final exam dread? Okay. School's canceled. Great. Now, there may be many of us who dread things like going to the dentist. How many people hate and dread dental appointments? It is almost tax time. Although, technically, I guess this year we have an extension till July, but how many of you sometimes dread trying to comply with current tax law? Okay, y'all are like me, but I'll tell you what. I would do all three of them on the same day. I would take a final exam in any subject you care to name and go to the dentist and fill out my tax forms before I let somebody drive a nail in one ankle and out the other. I would really dread a thing like that. And Jesus dreaded it. And he said, but what shall I do? Shall I ask to be delivered from this very thing that I came to do, that God sent me to do? Well, that's the question. And let me tell you, I believe it would have been easy, and with the encouragement of Satan, it would have been even easier for Jesus to have talked himself into believing, hey, this other option, this being crowned king thing, this receiving temporal authority, this maybe getting the chance to try to save the world from the inside out rather than from the outside in, this plan that doesn't involve me getting crucified, I could be led to believe that this is a better option. Maybe even if I do this and it fails, maybe I could come back to this point at some later time if this other plan doesn't work. With crucifixion on the line, I probably could have been persuaded to at least try this other plan first, or maybe only. But Jesus was not. Shall I ask to be delivered from this very project for which you sent me, Father? No, but Father, thy name be glorified. This Jesus said, proceed with the project for which you sent me, and thy name be glorified. Palm Sunday is not about Easter. Excuse me. I said it wrong. Palm Sunday is not Easter. And how blessed we are that the story of the gospel did not end on Palm Sunday. If Jesus had chosen this other option, we would have been cheated of the great blessings that God prepared for us. But he did not choose the other option. He was not distracted by the shining moment of the world. He was not deceived by these temporary baubles and rewards that were offered him. Rather, he proceeded with the plan of God for the glory of God. And we are blessed. And in this, as in all things, Jesus sets the example. As it was for him not to try to claim glory for himself, but to pursue with a whole heart the glory of the Father, so it is with us. The point is not for me to obtain glory for myself. The point is not for you to obtain glory for yourselves. The point is not for us to obtain glory for this congregation or any other earthly institution. The point is for us, by obedience to His plans and His projects, to bring glory to God. And when Jesus made that decision, we proceeded from the lesser glory of Palm Sunday to the greater glory of Easter. When you and I make this decision, we will proceed from all those temporary things the world has to offer and whatever glory may reside in them for a fleeting moment, to the greater glory that God has laid before us. Whatever the world offers will pass, but what God gives is forever.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.